今日的经文是在尼希米记第二章十一节开始到到这章的尾。尼希米记第二章十一节至到二十节。我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。除了我骑的牲口之外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，察看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前，到了全门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。于是夜间沿溪而上，察看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵胄、官长和其余做工的人。以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。但和伦人森巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚和阿拉伯人基善听见就嗤笑我们，藐视我们，说，你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们作他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
多谢晒。Thank you. We saw how God gave Nehemiah a vision to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
我哋见到神点样样俾尼希米一个异象去重建耶路撒冷嘅城墙。
And so Nehemiah set on this mission to do what God calls him to do or burdened him to do.
尼希米就开始系进行履行神俾佢嘅呢个嘅负担呢一个嘅使命。
Vision is a biblical idea.
意象是一个符合圣经的一个的概念。
Because the Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish."
箴言29:18讲，没有意象，民就放肆。
And business people also know that vision is very important.
做生意的人亦都系明白意象系好重要嘅。
And that's why some companies would spend money training and equipping and showing the workers what their vision as a company is to be.
因此有很多公司都会花钱 去培训自己的员工怎样是有这个意象。
So that they can fulfill it.
亦都是怎样知道怎样去落实这些意象。
And churches have even written vision statement so that they know where they are going.
教会亦都有呢个意象宣言，咁就知道系个前行嘅方向。
But unfortunately, we are not like the corporate company that we put all our emphasis on that written vision statement.
但可惜我哋系唔好似嗰啲出边嗰啲公司咁样样，去花好多时间心机去睇去明白呢个嘅意象宣言。
So it's not conscientiously being fulfilled by the whole body.
因此冇被整个教会嘅群体去用心咁样落实呢个意象出嚟。
And that vision statement just becomes a statement or a catchphrase for that church.
呢个意象宣言只不过系成后嗰个教会嘅口号。
You see, God has given Nehemiah this vision.
神俾咗尼希米呢个嘅意象。
And he make it his mission to fulfill it.
变成佢嘅使命去履行出嚟。
That is to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
就是去重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Nehemiah did not write it down.
尼希米冇写低落嚟。
He prayed and he asked God to grant him success to fulfill this vision.
佢系祷告祈求神去让佢喺呢件事上面亨通，去履行出呢个嘅意象。
God answered his prayer.
神系回应咗佢嘅祷告。
And God granted him favor before King Artaxerxes.
神是让他在亚达士西王面前蒙恩。
And so God gave him success by providing for him from the king permission to go there, protection on his way there, and provision so he could succeed in his mission.
神是通过这个王给他允准去到做这件事，给他保护，给他供应各样的资源去使他成功。
And so in this second part of chapter 2, we find Nehemiah now arriving in Jerusalem.
在第二章的第二部分，这里我们看到尼希米是来到耶路撒冷。
And we see the first thing he did was count the cost.
我们看到第一件事他要做的就是计算那个代价。
You know, we would think that the first thing he would do was to form a committee when he reached Jerusalem.
我们会以为会第一件事就是成立一个委员会。
Because that's what we do, right, in the church.
因为我们教会就是这样做，是吗？
We form a committee and then we assign work to one another.
我们立刻成立委员会，然后分工。
No, Nehemiah wasn't going to be just a manager.
不是，尼希米不是这样去做，好像一个总管这样。
Who sits in the ivory boardroom and make decisions that they don't even know what's going on down there.
他不是好像一个总管，只是在会议室那里，就不知道外面发生的事情。
You know, in management, business management, they have this phrase or this talk.
在工商管理那里是有这样的东西。
You manage by walking around the factory floor.
就是要亲自去巡视，去管理业务。
Why? Because then you know what is really needed there.
那你才能够知道在外面工厂的地方那里需要的是什么。
And so for the next 3 days, Nehemiah did his homework.
之后那三日，尼希米就是做他的功课。
He surveyed the wall.
他去视察城墙。
He wanted to see for himself first before he starts planning.
他要亲眼看到城墙的状况，然后才计划。
And if you read the passage, you'll find that he did this in the night.
你经文到见到是他在夜间进行这个视察。
And why the secrecy of a midnight survey?
为什么这么秘密呢？
So some commentators suggest that he did it. He didn't want to let people know what he was going to do.
有啲解经家就觉得佢唔想太快让人知道自己嘅计划。
Others say that he did not want to draw attention to himself.
有啲人就觉得佢唔想将人嘅注意力放喺佢身上。
Or maybe he just wanted to see for himself if they start the work, which part of the wall that is broken needs to be done first before enemies can attack them there broken wall.
或者他想亲眼看看城墙哪一部分是烂了，要补的时候要怎样去防止敌人攻击。
Or he wanted to know all the facts first before when he raises the matter to the people, they will say it cannot work.
他要知道所有的事实，而不想人家说这件事是不能够成功。
Because he had already done his homework, so he can answer to their questions and their concerns.
因为他亲眼真的见过城墙的状况，那他就能够回应那些人们的问题或者他们的担忧。
So when he knows all the facts, then he can appeal to the people to join him in that project.
当他知道事实的时候，拿到所有事实的时候，他就能够去请求人们的帮助去参与他的计划。
Or could he be just want to confirm what Hanani told him, all that he said was true?
或许他要去证实哈拿尼所讲的是事实。
And so if it's true, then he can plan and organize the work.
如果是真实的话，那他就才能够去计划和组织整件工作。
And so he can answer the critics and say, who will tell him it cannot work because he has full knowledge of what he saw.
他能够回应那些反对这个计划的人讲，是因为他已经亲眼视察过城墙的状况。
You see, God gave us a brain.
神给了我们脑袋。
And we are to use it like Nehemiah.
我们要好像尼希米这样去使用。
And a leader looks a few steps further than a manager.
领袖是要看到是几步之后的事，而不是好像只是一个经理这样。
And not only that, we also need to work together.
我们要一起的作工。
We should pull our brains together to make that job successful.
我们要将我们的脑袋的力量去集中一起，去让到这件事工能够完成。
You know, Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States, said this.
是第25届的美国总统伍德罗威尔逊是这样
说。
28届的美国的总统是伍德罗威尔逊，他这样说。
I not only use all the brain that I have, but all that I can borrow.
我不僅會用盡自己全部的智力，並會用我能夠借用回來的所有人的智力。
And so we saw that God gives success to Nehemiah in his vision through his prayer, yet at the same time God uses man to help Nehemiah to succeed in his vision.
神是使用尼希米的祷告去让他的事工成就，而且是用人去成就他，完成他的意象。
And Nehemiah is a very unique character.
尼希米是一个很特别的人物。
A very unique leader.
很特别的领袖。
Because he's not just a visionary, but he is also an implementer of the vision.
他不单只是有远见的人，而且是能够推行这个远见的人。
And not many leaders are like him.
不是很多领袖是好像他这样。
Most people are one or the other.
大部分人只是其中的一种。
And visionaries are big picture people.
有远见的人是看大图画。
And implementers are good at the details.
而实际行出嚟嗰啲人系好细心咁仔细计划嘅人。
And even if they are good, they have also to be secure.
唔单止系要做得好，而且系要有呢个安全嘅。
If they are insecure, they become micromanagers.
如果佢哋觉得冇安全感嘅话，佢哋就变成管乜嘢都管嘅嗰啲人。
And so they micromanage everything until.Those who work under them find it extremely hard to finish the task.
连嗰啲芝麻绿豆嘅小事都管到尽，让佢喺佢底下工作嘅人系好困难去完成嗰啲要做嘅事。
When you micromanage, it tells you that you do not have faith.
当咁样去管理嘅时候，就告诉系你系冇信心。
You don't have faith in people. You don't have faith in God.
对人冇信心，对神冇信心。
And so you want to micromanage everything.
因此连芝麻绿豆小事都管到尽。
You don't trust God or people to do their part.
唔信人，唔信神去做到佢哋要做嘅嘢。
And that's why we need each other to balance off from the secure ones to the insecure ones.
因此我哋要彼此嘅倚靠去，即系互相补足。
Because we can't do everything ourselves.
因为我哋唔能够靠自己做晒所有事情。
Even Nehemiah knew he need others to help him.
就连尼希米佢都知道佢需要其他人去帮助佢。
And that's why he wanted to make sure he does his homework before he can challenge them and rope them in to do the work.
因此佢要做好佢嘅功课，然后才能去请求佢哋一齐嘅帮手去做呢件事工。
You know, a company rented two rowing boats so that they can, invite a rival company to a race at their annual picnic.
一间公司系租咗两只艇，咁就邀请佢嘅对头公司同佢哋有一个蛙艇比赛。
And the rival company accepted the challenge, and they won by 11 lengths.
呢个对头公司就接受咗呢个嘅挑战，但系就赢咗11只艇咁长。
And so the embarrassed host company decided to form a committee to find out why they lost.
这个输了的主办那间公司就去请了一个委员会 去看看为什么他们会输了。
And the committee appointed several task force under them to study various aspects of the race.
这个委员会就请了几个工作小组去研究这个比赛的各方面。
They met for 3 months and issued a preliminary report.
3个月之后他就发表初步报告。
And in essence, the report says this.
咁最主要就係咁講。
They blame the rival crew for being unfair.
佢怪罪對方嗰一隊係奸謀。
They say they had 8 people rowing and one coxswain steering and shouting out the beat.
佢哋八個人蛙艇，一個人掌舵同埋嗌口號打節奏。
While they had only one man rowing and 8 people steering and shouting.
但係佢哋自己嗰隊得一個人蛙艇，八個人掌舵並且狂呼亂叫。
Isn't that a picture of the church?
这个是不是教会的写照呢?
Where we have committees and people making all the decisions and demands while there's only one man doing it.
有委员会有很多人去讲出意见但是只有一个人做。
You know, the board thanked and asked the committee to study further.
委员会就是多谢那些委员会就是继续去研究。
And to make a recommendation for a rematch next year.
去俾一啲建議，去俾下一年嘅再續一次嘅比賽。
4 months later, they came back with a recommendation.
4个月之後就翻嚟有一個嘅建議。
Our guys has to row faster.
蛙艇嗰個要蛙快啲。
Isn't it obvious, right?
係咪好明顯
？7 months, they still couldn't get it.
7个月之後，佢哋仍未開竅。
They need more people to row.
佢哋需要多啲人去揸划艇。
Not just row faster.
唔係淨係划快啲。
See, in order for us to move forward as a church,
要一個教會去向前踏步。
We need more people to row.
我哋亦都需要多啲人去划艇。
We need each other to put our hands into the rebuilding of the broken wall.
我哋彼此係需要大家去出手去參與去修補呢個城牆。
We need more people who are not afraid to dirty their hands and do the inconveniences that is to be done.
係需要多啲人去唔怕整污糟對手，唔怕讓自己唔方便去完成呢個嘅工作。
And so that's my second point for my first point.From verses 14 to 16, don't fear inconveniences.
14-16 嘅重點係不要怕不方便。
See, Nehemiah wasn't afraid of the inconveniences.
尼希米係唔懼怕呢啲嘅唔方便。
Because he knows it's going to be messy, it's going to be difficult.
因為佢知道係好棘手，係好困難。
In verses 14-15, it says that then I move on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate.
第十四至十五节，我又往前，到了玉门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。於是夜間沿溪而上，察看城牆，又轉身進入谷門，就回來了。
He met an obstacle.
佢遇到一個嘅困難。
And he found that there's no way that he can get through.
佢發覺冇辦法去前進。
But he has to go back and go another way.
但佢要回頭去揾第二條路。
He put up with the inconveniences.
佢忍受咗呢個嘅唔方便。
Not doing the work, but just surveying the wall.
未開始做呢份工作，而只係察看城牆呢部分。
And doing it in the night even.
佢係甚至乎喺夜間去咁做。
Now when everybody is asleep, but he is doing his work.
當大家都瞓咗覺嘅時候，佢係喺度工作緊。
And most people would either skip or stop when they face a roadblock.
當遇到障礙嘅時候，大部分人都會係選擇停步。
But not Nehemiah.
但尼希米冇咁做。
He took a different way.
佢係去揾第二條路。
A longer way maybe.
可能係長啲嘅。
A harder way even.
或者係更困難嘅一條路。
That is to go up the valley in the dark to get through.
去上去嗰個嘅谷，去喺夜間嗰度去通過。
You know, when we moved back to Toronto a while back.
當我哋好多年之前翻去多倫多嘅時候。
And we bought a house.
我哋買咗一間屋。
And one of the things we found was many of the doors, including the kitchen cabinet doors, were all conveniently painted on the outside, but not the inside.
我哋發覺嗰間屋係好多門，同埋包括廚房入邊嗰啲櫃門，都係淨係外面嗰層油咗顏色，入邊就冇油。
It seems that the former owner was afraid of the inconvenience of taking out the doors to paint the inside of the cabinets.
可能係上一手住客係覺得好麻煩，唔方便去攞嗰啲櫃出嚟去油埋佢。
And so they just painted on the outside when they want to sell it.
因此淨係油用外面嗰層外面咁，然之後就賣屋。
And some of us do that too in our lives.
我哋喺我哋自己生命中亦都係會咁做。
We don't like inconveniences.
我哋唔喜歡唔方便。
We take shortcut.
我哋係走捷徑。
Whenever we can take shortcut, we will take shortcut.
有機會走捷徑，我哋就走捷徑。
And then when you come to the church, we will take super shortcut.
我哋嚟到教會就我哋走啲更快嘅捷徑。
Because our time is limited.
因為我哋冇時間。
And there are many more other things that we need to do, more important than what we think we should do.
好多嘢要做，好多嘢係比我哋想象中要做嘅要快啲做。
Unless we are willing to take inconveniences,
除非我哋願意接受一啲唔方便嘅情況，
we cannot do much to help God build His church.
否則我哋喺為神重建教會呢件事上作唔到什麼事。
No, Nehemiah wasn't like that.
尼希米唔係咁樣。
Nehemiah wasn't afraid of inconveniences.
尼希米唔怕呢啲唔方便。
In fact, because of his not fearing inconveniences, he was even able to accomplish the work faster than anybody could imagine.
佢正因为佢唔怕呢啲唔方便，所以佢就能够系比平常系快嘅完成神要佢做嘅工作。
If you know the technology of construction in those days, how could he possibly do it in 52 days?
如果你明白當時嘅技術嘅話，佢怎能夠喺52日之內完成呢？
Because God was on his side.
因為神係站喺佢嗰邊。
God honor him when he do it right.
當佢係用正確方法做嘅時候，神係尊崇。
And not only that, when he was while he was doing this work, he has opposition from his colleagues, the governors of in that area.
唔單止係咁，佢喺做呢份工呢件工作嘅時候，佢遇到佢嘅同輩，佢有啲其他嘅省長去反對佢。
They try to find problem and trouble for him.
佢想為到佢係帶嚟問題，帶來麻煩。
But because he is determined to accomplish his mission, he did not allow them to destroy his plans.
但因為佢立志要完成呢件使命，所以佢就唔容讓佢哋去破壞佢嘅工作。
And so, count the cost.
因此係要計算成本。
Do your homework.
做好功課。
Don't fear inconveniences if you are set in rebuilding God's church.
如果係立定心志要重建神嘅教會嘅話，咁就唔要怕呢啲難阻。
And the next thing Nehemiah did was, after he did all this, he then communicated that vision he has to the people.
然後佢就將佢嘅意象去表述俾佢嘅人聽。
Verses 17 to 20.
17至18節。
And the first thing he communicated was he make sure it was clear.
第一點佢要係必須要好清楚、好清晰咁樣講。
You know, I came here as the functional pastor.In charge of fellowship,
我係嚟到教會服侍嘅時候，開始嘅時候係一個嘅功能嘅牧師，就係團契牧師。
And after that, these few years, we decided to change.
之後呢幾年就要改變。
Because the senior pastor who was supposed to lead has left.
因為主任牧師要帶領，但離開咗。
And we begin questioning the model.
我哋就開始去疑問我哋呢個教會嘅模式。
You know, I believe part of the failure of this functional model is because it was not communicated very clearly in the first place.
可能呢個嘅功能模式係唔成功，係因為首先開始嘅時候冇清晰地表達俾人知。
At least through my conversation with people or what I hear is that because it's not communicated clearly, not everybody bought into this vision.
在我同聽翻嚟或者同人溝通嘅時候，知得到好多人都未清晰咁明白了解到呢一個嘅功能模式嘅 model。
So a vision must be communicated clearly to the people so that they can take ownership of it too。
呢個意象必須要清晰嘅去話俾人知道，以至到佢哋都係參與喺當中。
And in communicating his vision, three things Nehemiah said to the people.
在他讲出他的意象的时候，有三点他是讲给人听。
And he told them, we have a problem.
第一是我们有一个问题。
We have a big problem, actually.
我们有一个大的问题。
And we know the problem, part of it, they knew too.
个问题亦都是一个新的问题。
No, they knew about the problem too.
他们是知道有这个问题。
They are suffering.
他们是受苦。
The famine has caused them to be poor.
有饑荒，亦都好困難。
The wall is broken down. Enemies can come and attack. They have no security in their city.
城牆被破壞，亦都係冇安全。
And the second thing he told them is that don't worry, God is on our side.
第二點就係不要懼怕，神係喺我哋嗰邊。
See, he has shown me favor through the king Artaxerxes, and I'm here now to help you rebuild the wall.
看見神係通過亞達四西王係使佢喺亞達四西王面前蒙恩，係幫助我哋建立城牆。
But it is not just my work; it is our responsibility together to do it.
呢個唔係我自己工作，而係我哋大家嘅責任去造成。
And these are the three things that we all need to know if we want to rebuild the church.
當我哋如果要重建教會嘅話，就係呢三點我哋必須要知道。
Because in verse 17, Nehemiah says, "You see the trouble we are in."
第十七節嗰度講，我們所遭的難，你們都看見了。
Jerusalem lies in ruins.
耶路撒冷怎樣荒涼
Its gates have been burnt with fire.
城门被火焚烧。
And then he invites, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.
然后说，来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
And so when he called to the people, the next thing we read is that the governors, his colleagues, heard it, they were upset.
当他们去，当尼希米去请求人去参与的时候，那些有些省长是反到，他们觉得很不悦。
And they start mocking Nehemiah.
并且是嘲笑尼希米。
And their purpose is to stop him from rebuilding the city of Jerusalem.
个目的是要防止尼希米要重建耶路撒冷这个城。
See, though God was on their side,
纵使神是站在他那边，
but question is, were they willing to trust God despite of the situation and despite of the opposition?
但是问题是，纵使神是在他们那边，他们有没有相信去信靠神呢？有，当有这个拦阻，有敌对的力量来的时候。
And if they are willing to trust God despite of all these things, their disgrace will eventually be taken away.
纵然有这些的反对，他们是要信靠神的话，那这个凌辱就会被挪走。
Because they no longer have to live in fear.
因为他们不再可以，不再需要活在敌人攻击的恐惧之下。
That they will be attacked by others.
就是被敌人攻击的恐惧之下。
They can trade safely with people coming into the city.
他们可以与来到耶路撒冷的人去安全的去有各种各样的经商交易。
They could worship safely in the temple too.
一起安全地在圣殿里面敬拜。
In other words, it's going to be good politically, economically, and also spiritually for them.
在政治、经济、属灵上都对他们有益。
And so this is what he tries to tell them and help them to see it is for their good.
因此这个就是去让他们知道这件事是为他们的好处而做。
You know, we may not have all these details spelled out for us, but I'm sure he had many conversations with the leaders of that city.
我们看不到这个详细，但是可以想象得到他是很多次的跟这些城镇中的人去讲。
In promoting his vision.
去讲出他的意象。
And in communicating his vision, he also gave two reasons.
他讲出这个意象的时候，有给了两个原因。
Why they should join him in this endeavor.
为什么他们必须要参与一起？
First, he says, we won't be in disgrace anymore.
第一点就是我们不会再受凌辱。
After the wall is rebuilt.
在这个城墙重建好之后。
And the second one is in verse 18, that is, the gracious hand of my God was upon me and what the king had said to me.
第二个原因就是告诉他们神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所讲的话。
And on this basis, because the divine king and the political king is on my side, you should join me.
在天上的王和在地上政治上的王都是在我的那边，因此你们应该要跟我一起。
And upon hearing this, the people were convinced and they joined him in this work.
人们听见的时候就被说服，就开始这个工作。
A pastor got up one Sunday morning to announce.
一个牧师是周日的时候就宣告。
He says, I have good news and bad news.
我有一个好消息，一个坏消息。
The good news is we have enough money to pay for our new building.
好消息就是我们有足够的资金是支付我们建堂的费用。
They were undergoing a new building program, and so he says, we have the money.
他们是建多一个新建筑物，咁就话啊有足够嘅费用去建堂啦。
The bad news is this.
个坏消息系
，It is still out there in your pockets.
嗰啲钱仍然喺你哋在座各位荷包嗰度。
You know, I'm not pitching for you to give more to our finances.
啊，现在我唔系要大家去系个就奉献更多喺教会嗰度。
But as members, when you have this vision and you understand what's the vision and you know why you are doing this, then you must be willing to make the sacrifices.
但作为教会的成员，当知道有这个意象，明白到个意思， 咁就要愿意去作呢个嘅牺牲。
This is what I talk about in the first chapter.
就喺第一章呢卷书第一章嘅时候已经讲过。
You don't just pray, you make sacrifices.
唔系净系祷告，而系要作出牺牲。
You don't just use your lips, but you use your whole being, your whole life.
唔系净系用把口，而系用你嘅生命，你嘅全人。
And you do it by faith.
去靠着信心咁去行出来。
You know, my former church, my first church in North America, I pastor was in Canada. You know, we don't collect offering on Sunday.
我喺北美侍奉嘅第一间教会喺加拿大，我嗰间教会周日嘅时候唔会系收集奉献。
We just have a box out there, and people just go there and put their offering into that box.
佢哋净系摆个盒喺出边，将奉献系嗰啲人就放落去。
And every year our budget is met.
每一年嘅嗰啲嘅資金都足夠。
Our mission budget is always 20,000 over the budget。
我哋嗰個嘅宣教嘅預算，嗰啲嘅錢嘅奉獻係20,000咁樣樣，或者幾萬蚊咁多過預算。
When I became the senior pastor, I told the church, I told the board, I say, hey, we don't have faith as leaders。
我成為咗嗰個教會嘅主任牧師嘅時候，我就告訴嗰啲長執會嘅成員，我哋作為呢個教會係未有足夠嘅信心。
I say our mission budget we budget so much only, but people are out giving our budget year after year。
我哋每年預算係咁少，但係我哋嘅會眾卻係奉獻多，年年都奉獻多過呢個金額。
And so we up our budget next year。
因此之後嗰年，我哋就將我哋預算增高。
The mission one。
宣教嘅預算增高。
And you know what? They still outgive what we up the budget.
但會眾仍然嘅去俾得多過呢個預算所計算嘅。
And that's faith.
這就是信心。
Faith that we lack, and then because we lack, God does not bless.
就是我哋缺乏嘅信心，因此神就沒有祝福。
So we need to do our part as well.
因此我哋需要做我哋要做嘅本分。
You know, talking about vision, our vision is should be greater than just getting our own language pastor.
我哋嘅意象必须系大过净系喺我哋个堂会请一个堂会嘅牧师翻来。
It is about the church as a whole.
而系要睇到整个教会作为一个整体。
Personal interests and concerns are not enough to unite people together.
睇到自己嘅利益或者好处系唔足以去将整个教会系合一。
It must be a vision bigger than that.
呢个嘅意象必须要大过呢啲嘅考虑。
And even you think that it can, I can tell you it cannot.
纵使你想系可以，但系我可以告诉你系唔能够。
Because those visions are so small, they only concern you, and we all have differences in all these things.
因为嗰啲净系关顾自己需要嘅嗰啲嘅意象系咁细。
But when you are concerned with God's bigger thing, it unites us together.
但当嗰个意象系关乎到神嘅，咁呢个就系更加大。
And Nehemiah's project of rebuilding the wall is bigger than.Just getting your own leader.
尼希米嘅呢个意象重建城墙系大过净系为到佢哋嗰班人去又攞一个请一个领袖。
It concerns everybody in that city.
系关乎整个城嘅人。
It will benefit everybody.
系为到嗰个城嘅人每一个人都带来好处。
Because when the wall is rebuilt, the people will no longer be in disgrace.
当城墙重建好嘅时候，嗰啲人就不会再受凌辱。
God's name, God's people will be vindicated, and they will enjoy peace and safety.
神嘅名，神嘅子民就会得到系保护，得到平反，佢哋就能够系有平安。
And they will enjoy the rewards, the fruits of their labor.
然后就可以系享受佢哋劳碌得来的果子。
You see, when the church is united, when the church is healthy and strong in the inside, no outside force can harm it.
当教会在内部是健康强壮的话，那外部来的力量就不能够摧毁它。
And then finally, Nehemiah, in communicating his vision, he communicated it confidently.
最后就是尼希米在讲出他的意象的时候，是有信心这样去述说出来。
Especially when he was under attack and being mocked.
尤其是被人嘲笑、被人攻击的时候。
In verse 19, when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, official and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us, Nehemiah says.
第十九节讲到，但和伦人森巴拉和并为奴的亚门人多比亚和阿拉伯人基善听见就耻笑我们，藐视我们。
They ask, "What is this you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?"
说你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗
？That last question is actually a trap.
其实最后嗰个问题系一个陷阱。
You know, although it is the first one may be said in sarcasm.
第一个可能系带语带讽刺咁样去问。
Because the Jews they just returned from exile.
因为那些犹太人是刚刚从秘掳归回
they couldn't even get their own life straight
他们自己的生活都未搞得定
so they say you know how can you oppose how can you do what you want to do when you can't even stand straight now
你们又怎能够做这件事呢连站都站不到
but as they keep mocking as they keep ridiculing themThese people who are saying all these things, they begin to believe it for themselves that this is what the Jews are trying to do, rebel against the king.
但当他们是继续这样嘲笑的时候，他们就相信了这些说话，他们是真的是想去背叛王。
Because they will start inviting Nehemiah, hey, you better come and meet with us because people are saying that you are rebelling against the Persian king.
因为那些省长之后就邀请尼希米去跟他见面，因为他说那些人去有传出是他们在准备背叛王。
But Nehemiah refused to meet with them.
但尼希米去拒绝了他们的邀请。
He just let barking dogs bark.
他继续让那些吠紧的狗继续吠。
He didn't order the work to stop.
他没有去命令那些人停工。
Or did he bother to defend his accusation, her accuser?
他亦都费事去处理那些指控他的人。
And most of us would do so under this kind of circumstances.
我们大部分人会这样做。
But not Nehemiah.
但尼希米就没有这样做。
He confidently replied in verse 20, "The God of heaven will give us success."
他第十节有信心的回复，天上的神必使我们亨通。
We, his servant, will start rebuilding.But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it.
我们作他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无权、无纪念。
Nehemiah's confidence was in God.
尼希米的信心在神入边。
Not himself.
不是在他身上。
Not his leadership skills.
不是他自己的领导才能。
And all his clarity came from the vision God gave him.
他的清晰是因为神给他的意象。
His confidence from his belief what God promised him in answering his prayer.
他的信心是来自神是应许了他的祷告。
And so even though we may have a vision, though we can communicate clearly and confidently, that confidence is in God himself.
纵使我们是有这个能够清晰的、有信心的讲出这个意象，但是这个信心是要摆在神里面。
Because only through God we can succeed.
因为只能够通过神，我哋才能成功。
Because when He calls us, He will make sure we can accomplish it.
因为神呼召我哋，就系确保我哋要完成呢件事。
And so the people heard, the people agree.
神嗰啲人就听见，嗰啲人就同意。
Because they believe that God has given Nehemiah that vision to fulfill this mission.
因为嗰啲人相信系神俾咗尼希米呢个意象去履行。
Bob Logan says that vision is the capacity to create a compelling picture of the desired states of affairs that inspire people to respond. That which is desirable, which could be, should be, that which is attainable.
Bob Logan 是讲到，意象是一种能力，去描画出一幅有说服力的图画，表达出一个理想的境况，启发人去回应。这个理想境况是让人向往的，是可以是这样的，是应该是这样的，是有可能达到的。
See, when God gives us a vision,
当神俾一个意象我哋
it will be like a picture in your mind.
系会好似喺你个脑海中系浮现一个好清晰嘅图画
，and you can see it clearly.
你可以清晰嘅睇见
so that you can communicate it clearly.
以致到你可以清晰地讲到出来俾人听。
And you can be able to communicate it confidently too.
而且是有信心地去将这个意象去传讲俾人听。
And Bob Logan also says, a godly vision is right for the times, right for the church, right for the people. A godly vision promotes faith rather than fear. A godly vision motivates people to action. A godly vision requires risk-taking. A godly vision glorifies God, not people.
Bob Logan 亦都话，一个属天嘅意象系适切嗰个时代嘅，系对教会系好嘅，对人系好嘅。一个属天嘅意象能够促进信心，而唔系加添恐惧。一个属天嘅意象驱使人有所行动。一个属天嘅意象需要冒险。一个属天嘅意象系荣耀神，而唔系荣耀人。
The last sentence, glorify God, not people.
是荣耀神，而不是荣耀人。
You know, we always look at people.
我哋常常望见嘅系人。
You know, we think that without we think that we must have a senior pastor, then we can move forward.
我哋常常觉得我哋一定要有个主任牧师才能够踏前一步。
You know, there are many churches without one.
有好多教会其实系冇。
And God still bless them and use them.
但神仍然系用佢哋祝福佢哋。
You know, the people here.Responded by uniting with Nehemiah, the man God calls at that time to do that work.
在经文度睇到嗰啲人系回应，就系与尼希米一齐同工，就系尼希米就系嗰个神所呼召要去做呢件事嘅嗰个人。
It can only be possible when our vision is bigger than our personal desires, preferences, and benefits.
这个意象是可能的，是当我们 的意象是大过我们自己的欲望，我们的意愿和我们想要的东
西。And it is ultimately glorifying God.
最终是要荣耀神。
See, God's vision is accomplished by God's people with God's power and God's wisdom.
神的意象是以神的能力、神的智慧通过神的子民去成就。
We must use our brain.、Definitely.
我们要用我们的脑袋。
But it don't just begin here.
但系唔系净系喺个脑袋开始。
It begins with God's will for His church.
系由神对佢嘅教会嘅旨意开始。
And you can go and study the Bible all about the purpose of the church.
你可以喺经文整本圣经睇到神对教会嘅旨意。
And so, when you know God's will for His church, you are to build the church according to what His words tells us.
当知道神对教会的旨意的时候，就要去被他的话语去引导，去怎样去建立教会。
And then we depend on His Holy Spirit to lead us through that process.
并且是依靠圣灵去带领我们这个过程。
You know, as God's people, we must first be a people of vision.
作为神的子民，我们必须要有意象。
Because without it,We will perish.
没有异象，我们必会灭亡。
And the vision got to be bigger than what we are pursuing.
这个异象必须要大过我们所想要的东西。
Because, you know, the Proverbs also says that, you know, without vision, the people will perish.
箴言就讲到，没有异象，民就荒诗。
And that word in the New American Standard Bible translated as unrestrained.
那个字就是翻译为放肆。
Why was it translated by the NASB as unrestrained?
点解 NASB 版本是要翻译成为放肆呢
？And not perish.
而不是灭亡呢
？Because that same word has this idea of being not being restrained. When you don't have vision, you don't stay in that.That circle or that parameters, you can do whatever you like.
因为没有意象的时候，就不在那个范围里面的时候，那你就去随自己喜好去做。
And it's just like the people of Judges, everybody want to do whatever they think is right.
好像士师记里面的人那样，各人任意而行。
That is right in their own eyes.
是在他们自己眼中看为觉得是对的。
Not in what God says or not what God reveals.
而不是在神的眼光看为对的事。
You see, when God gives a vision, He doesn't give chaos.
当神俾到一个意象嘅时候，佢唔会系制造呢混乱。
He gives unity.
佢系俾到合一。
He gives harmony.
佢赐予和平
，and he gives strength to his body，
同埋力量俾呢个嘅神嘅肢体。
And so I end here with this challenge。
咁我就以呢个嘅挑战结束。
Ask God for a bigger vision than just what you're asking now。
去求问神俾一个更大嘅意象我哋。
Understand what's the will of God for the church。
明白神对教会嘅旨意。
Depend on His word and His spirit to help build the church。
依靠佢嘅话语同埋佢嘅灵去重建呢个教会。
And let God lead and guide us。
去让神去带领我哋。
Then we can glorify our Savior, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ。
我们才能去荣耀我哋嘅主耶稣基督，我哋嘅救主。
Let's pray。
我哋一起祷告。
神啊，你嘅话语出咗去啦，我哋知道你嘅话语出嗰时唔会翻嚟空虚噶。咁我哋求神你自己嘅圣灵喺我哋当中做你嘅工作，帮我哋明白你嘅旨意喺个教会入边。我哋依家嚟到你嘅面前。求神你自己帮助我哋准备我哋嘅心来领圣餐，奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。